Kate Radio. A team that was rocking yesterday over in Austin. The Albert Lea baseball team, they complete the sweep of the two games this season against their rivals. They win yesterday at Riverland by the score of 9-0. Jay Anderson, head coach, the Albert Lea baseball team, joins us. And Jay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aaron. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. Now, looking at the schedule, things kind of, did they slow down a little bit when it comes to a number of games? Has the last two games been against Austin?
Yeah, we went from basically having five games in 76 hours to two games in about almost a week. So it was like one extreme to the other, so it just fell that way. And the problem we've got is we've got some makeups to do, but the problem is we had these days open, maybe, but the other teams either didn't or we had something else. We either had fine arts going or something else, so... So it's not that we have open dates, it's just somebody doesn't have something else open and it's full all the way across the board. I think right now we have one day that we could possibly use until after Labor, after Memorial Day, so that's where we're at right now. So it looks like there's a lot of open dates, but there's none. There's actually no open dates.
So as of right now, schedule-wise, you got Marshall on Saturday, Winona on Monday, Owatonna on Tuesday. We'll have that game for you right here on Kate, and then maybe some games after depending on how the schedule looks or if it opens up.
Well, maybe We had the road trip from you-know-what. We went to Worthington a week ago,
That's right, a week and a half ago.
Got over there, played a half a game, got stormed out, and left at 5:30 and got home at 10 o'clock at night on that two-hour trip. So we have offered Worthington to come, if they want to play us, which we'd like to do, we've offered them to play us as an option next Thursday. They haven't accepted yet, but that's one option. They would, if we want to make that game up, it would be next Thursday. So there'd be one possible date next Thursday with Worthington as a makeup. So.
Would you have to go back out there, or would they come this direction?
No, it's either they come here or we just call it a day on that one because, like I say, we put our best foot forward twice on that. So it's either they come here and play us if they want to play us, and then we'll make it up. If they don't, then we'll just lose that game.
We'll recap the Austin games coming up in just a moment. I want to kind of peek ahead towards the Ascension Tournament and make sure I have my dates right. Is it June 1st when you guys start your first round?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's crazy. It's crazy, Aaron, because when in District 1, you know, we were always, forever and ever, we've been the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. And then it was even the Monday of Labor Day weekend. We got them talked that off, you know, a year or two pre-COVID, and we were able to get them off of that, so it was the following Tuesday. Well, District 2 come out there. They go way after Memorial. To be our at the high seed, whoever the high seed is of that game, and then June 4th, we'll play for sure. It's a double M, so we're guaranteed to at least play June 1st and June 4th.
Because looking at the bracket, so like you said, higher seed would have the first game on June 1st, and we would have that game, of course, here on Kate. And then everything shifts to New Ulm. So instead of making that trip to a Red Wing, you got to make a longer trip this time, I guess, out west.
We just drew the short straw. Normally it's Marshall, so we would we'll call New Ulm a win as far as travel goes. So, but yeah, so it'll shift to New Ulm, and then we'll just see where it falls. Right now, you know, it's probably the best district outside of the Twin Cities in terms of quality of teams, with West and East and Marshall and Hood and whoever else is in there, Worthington, and I don't know if it's New Prague or somebody else, but it's tough. It's a tough district, and we're going to have to put our best foot forward and pitch like we've been pitching and just see where the chips fall.
Yeah, New Prague's in there, St. Peter's in there, also Jordan making up Section 2 AAA. Jay Anderson, again, the head coach of the Tiger baseball team. And, you know, what I saw right now with Minnesota-scores.net, they have you, I think, maybe in the sixth spot, New Prague in the three spot, but obviously that stuff can change immensely here in the next handful of days.
Certainly. Like I say, our biggest thing is, you know, for us wanting to play, if we had an opportunity to play Worthington, the benefit would be there if we could win that game, you know, especially when we're playing a section opponent tomorrow, you know, having two games, and if we could win one of the two and have at least a section win, that would help us, you know, would help us a lot there too. So there is a benefit to playing one of those, you know, winning one of those next two games if we get both of them and having a section win.
Jay, let's talk about yesterday's win. Again, your team was coming off a 12-2 win against Austin on Saturday. Yesterday over at Riverland, a 9-0 victory. I know you guys jumped out early to a 6-0 lead after a two innings. There was a delay. How long did the game take yesterday?
it took us till, I'm going to say it was about 8 o'clock, 15. One of those deals where, you know, we did jump early. We got four in the first, two in the second, and got, you know, then we had to set, you know, bottom of the second. We sat for like an hour and a half and whatever. I didn't think we'd get it in, to be honest with you. I thought it would keep storming, but we got the break in there, and they got the field back to so-so, and we were able to keep going. And we just kept scoring runs again right now. Our benefit is, you know, with teams like that, teams that we, you know, can compete with and we should beat, you know, it's all about us getting our bats going. Our pitching's solid. I mean, and Jack Skinnis, well, it was good. He hadn't pitched for over a week, and he was solid, and he, you know, a few bumps in the road, but for the most part, he was solid and got the shutout, and you know, him and his brother Jacob right now are probably the two guys that are really, anchoring us at the pitching spot.
Got to talk about Brennan Bakken yesterday. 4-for-4, hits a two-run homer, his first home run in his varsity career, and you don't see a lot of home runs in high school baseball, so when someone hits one, that's kind of special.
Yeah, for him, you know, he along with a lot of other guys, struggled the first half of this season. You know, he was batting probably .110 the first month of the season. He's now batting .350. He raised his batting average, Aaron, yesterday 40 points in one day. I mean, that's where he jumped. I mean, the home runs, the double, the triple. Oh, he just missed the double. He missed a cycle by a double. But every single at bat for the last 3-4 weeks, he's just been, it's solid. If it's an out, it's a hard out, you know. And then you go to the center field he plays. I mean, by far, a good nomination for your athlete of the week for sure, because that dude's really came on the last 3 weeks, and it's been a solid thing for him. And he was struggling early. He was frustrated with himself. And like my biggest thing was just be patient, because the pitchers in that cold, cruddy weather, they're gonna jump out ahead of you, and they're gonna have some advantage. But when it gets to the end of the season, what you're seeing right now is the hitters are all catching up, and that's why you're seeing everything kind of jump a little bit. And he's definitely leading the pack for catching up for sure.
Tiger baseball 6-8 on the season. Marshall in town for a 2 o'clock game tomorrow. I know Marshall's right now record wise in the top half of your section. So like you mentioned, this is a huge section game tomorrow, because right now, just according to numbers and QRF, your team would be on the road. But if you can pick up a win against a good Marshall team tomorrow, that could definitely move you up maybe a slot or two.
For certain. That's why, like I say, if we could get that game in and do well tomorrow, and then, like I say, if we could somehow squeeze in that Worthington game, was also in our section, it would help us a ton just to get that vote up on everything else, because everything gets ranked and everything gets kind of voted on. And like I say, we're new to the section, so obviously we don't know them well. They certainly don't know us. So we're not going to get, you know, probably a favorable, you know, unless we have a huge record, we're not going to get a lot of favorable votes as far as how we get seated, you know. So that's going to be a little bit of a challenge no matter what. But our goal is just to get a section or two win. That would be something that at least it would stand out.
Yeah, because when you guys were out east, there was a lot more Big Nine teams. Wasn't there? Wasn't that section like five Big Nine teams and three that maybe weren't?
Yeah, no, we had everybody. I mean, we had Byron, which is ranked one or two now after last year, and now this year being like 16-1. Red Wing, Austin, Faribault is now in there, you know, and then there's one or two others. But I mean, it was we were just in a groove with that district, and like I say, that's one of those things that once you get kind of settled in, you get a drastic change. It's just a reboot for everything and everyone. And just, and again, those things happen from the state level. We don't have any say or even a vote in it. But it's one of those situations where we know all those teams. Our chances over there this year, I would really like our chances, you know, based on everybody we've seen and played over there. You know, I'd really like our chances going into that thing, other than we haven't seen Byron. And I know they're really good, but it's one of those situations where I'd like, you know, it is what it is. We're going west, and we're going to put our best foot forward going out there. And like I say, it starts tomorrow with seeing what they've got and what we can do against them, because I know they're very eager to play us. They see that as an advantage to come here and play, because they weren't going to cancel that game. They had some things going on in the school, and they were adamant about getting that back in the play schedule here. And so I know they see it as an advantage to playing us too, not just us playing them.
Jay Anderson, head coach, Yubert Lee baseball team. And again, what I've seen for numbers, again, just predicting or guessing, Yubert Lee maybe in the sixth spot or five spot in Section 2 AAA. In Section 1 AAA, like you mentioned, your team probably be in the number two spot, maybe two or three if you guys were still out east. Winona coming up on Monday, Owatonna on Tuesday. Jay will recap the Marshall game and Winona game on our pregame show on Tuesday before you welcome the Owatonna Huskies to town.
Sounds good, and we'll keep you informed if we do add that extra game. It'll be the reason, Aaron, we're adding, we have the ability to add that extra game with them bumping that section game out to June 1. It was kind of a strategy that allowed at least those teams out west to get an extra game or two in. So that you normally wouldn't be quite that late, but that, there is an advantage to that. Having not to play till June 1st, it allows us to sneak in an extra game if we can get it with Worthington, or those guys out there can sneak in an extra game or two because of the extended start time for their section. So there is a little bit of an advantage to getting the season more in your pocket than just cutting off some games at the very end here. So.
And like you mentioned, it's a big game because Worthington right now, again, according to a Minnesota-scores.net, would be the eighth team, the last place team in the section.
Yep.
So a great opportunity to pick up a big section win and, again, try to move up a little bit higher in the standings. Again, Jay Anderson.
Yep, everything. Yep,
go ahead.
Thank you.
Jay Anderson, head coach, Albert Lea Baseball. Always appreciate the time, Jay. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Good. Thanks a lot. Go Tigers. Here we go.
Go Tigers. Bye. Absolutely. Jay Anderson, head coach, Albert Lea Baseball team, joining us